K4RXI testing a new radio. Anybody around? 4RXI testing a new radio. Kind of want to see if it's going to work all right. Anybody around?
KN4RJN, it seems to be working.
And where's Dale? Delta America Lima Echo over in Williamson. Just kind of working on a little handy talk that we just got in the mail today. So I was glad to see it working.
Roger that. Again, this is KN4RJN. Name's John. I'm in Inman, South Carolina.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate the help with the radio here. I don't get you hearing squeal. Is the modulation okay and all that?
Bit of scratch in the background, but you're coming through fairly clear.
I'll take that, John. Thank you very much. Hope you have a good evening, and I'm sure we'll run across you again here on the 610 machine. 73 and good evening. K4, RXI, Williamson.
That, Dale. Have a good evening. 73s. KN4RJN clear.
It is. KN4SMK. How's it going?
RJN, just another day in paradise, brother. How you doing?
Pretty good. Hadn't talked to you since that night. The repeater went crazy. Identifying itself. I'm glad they got that straightened out.
Fairly heavy duty scratch in your transmission, but I'm catching most of that. Yeah, I remember the night the repeater just kept saying it was 12 a.m. and did that over and over for about 10 minutes. That was something else.
Is it any better now? Is that scratch gone?
Quite a bit of it in there. Are you mobile or where are you at?
I'm held right now.
Yeah, I can read you. It's just there's a fair amount of scratch in the background.
A lot of different types of HF radios. I don't have one. I use, like, the remote. Like, I don't know if you know about it, but there's a place called remoteham.com, and you sign up, get an account, you upload your license, and then there's, like, a program. You can get it for the computer, and you can get it for an Android phone, and you can operate people all over the place. You can operate their stations. You have to email them and request permission, all that. So that's how I use HF, is I use other people's stations through, like, remote access. But on that SwapNet Wednesday, they was talking about one of those UKIT TJ5A for $100. And I was trying to look into that, but I don't really know if it's, you know, worth $100. Is it a good radio? You know, I don't know if you might know anything about it. KN4SMK Friday.
KN4RJN, no, I don't do a whole lot of HF. I use EchoLink if I want to talk to somebody on the other side of the planet. And I've got my little station here that's actually a mobile, but I'm using it as my base station. And I hang out on 2 meters a lot, but I don't do a lot of HF. So I couldn't tell you. I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you did or not. But yeah, if you ever want to, you know, you can use that remote ham. It's really cool. I mean, you know, you just email different people. And, you know, most of them, you know, don't charge. Most of them, you know, it's like, okay, if you want to donate, you can. If you don't, then that's fine, too. But, I mean, I have a lot of stations all over the place. West Coast, up north, you know, down in Florida, all the way down at Fort Lauderdale, upper Florida, you know, towards the Georgia line, like, I got all over the place, you know, different stations that I can access and use. I think that's pretty neat.
I might have to look into that. I've been using EchoLink and bopping around the world. Talked to a fella in the UK here a few nights ago, older fella, and we had a pleasant conversation, and, you know, it was clear as bell coming over the computer.
Oh, definitely, yeah, because you're going through the internet to get to the radio, and then it's just going through the radio to them, and then they're getting to the machine, and then it goes through the internet back. So it cuts a whole lot of distance out of it.
little bit of lag time, but depending on how far away you go, because you got to go through from your computer to the EchoLink node, and then it goes out to their radio, and sometimes it takes a while for all those connections to hook up, but yeah, it's fairly easy to use, and it works good.
Definitely. And like the remote ham, see, you have all the buttons, you know, that an HF radio has. You have all the settings, like, you know, it ain't like you just do like EchoLink, you know, push transmit or, you know, end transmit. No, you have to tune the radio. You can turn their rotor and aim their beams. You know, you can switch antennas if they got multiple antennas, which most of them do. You can turn their amp on. I mean, you know, like you fully control everything. You know, all the different features and functions of the radio itself. I mean, you go through different menus and you just go ahead and switch everything how you want it.
Look into that. I just heard the garage door go up, which means Mama's home, so I'm going to run up and figure out what we're going to do for supper. So I'll say 73's to you and back on out of here. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Easy, KN4SMK, I'm clear.